Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Soak Life, How to Build Calm Confidence. Today we're tackling something that I know all too well is pesky inner critics who just love to rain on our parades. Ever felt like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? You know that feeling when you start a project, but your mind is buzzing with what ifs and I can'ts. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Stoicism teaches us powerful tools to silence those negative voices and build unshakable self-confidence. So buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into how to overcome self-criticism and finally become your own best cheerleader. Get ready for some real talk, actionable insights, and a whole lot of motivation. First things first, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you tame those inner critics. 1. Recognize the critic. This might sound obvious, but seriously, take a step back and acknowledge their critical voice. Is it always there? What does it say? Once you identify it, you can start to understand its patterns and triggers. It's like facing down a monster. The more you know about it, the less power it has over you. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept everything your inner critic says as gospel truth. Think critically about those negative thoughts. Are they really factual? Is there another way to look at the situation? Remember, our minds can be tricky and often jump to conclusions without evidence. 3. Focus on your values. What truly matters to you in life? When you're aligned with your values, it's easier to ignore those distracting voices of self-doubt. Think about your goals, your passions, what makes you feel fulfilled. Let those things guide you, and you'll naturally start making choices that build your confidence. 4. Practice self-compassion. This one is huge. We often treat ourselves way harsher than we'd ever treat a friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give to someone you care about. 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for some massive achievement to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge and celebrate those little victories along the way. Each step forward, no matter how small, is worth celebrating. This builds momentum and reinforces your belief in yourself. Think about that last big presentation you gave. Were you a nervous wreck beforehand? Did your inner critic whisper doubts in your ear? You know what I'm talking about. But once you started speaking, maybe you realized those fears were unfounded. You owned the room, delivered your message with confidence, and even received some applause. Remember that feeling? That's the power of silencing the self-criticism. Now, here's the thing, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes practice, awareness, and a commitment to showing yourself some love along the way. Think of it like building muscle. The more you work on those self-compassion muscles, the stronger they become, and the easier it is to push back against negativity. So, what's one actionable step you can take today? Maybe it's writing down 3 positive things about yourself, or practicing a mindful breathing exercise when those self-critical thoughts start creeping in. Remember, every small action brings you closer to living with calm confidence. Keep that inner fire burning bright, my friends. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing this message. Let's spread the Stoic love and build each other up. And as always, until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.